Isaiah 43. This morning I want to preach on how to enjoy your salvation. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. You see, you're preaching that on the hour that we lose. You're going to preach that this morning? Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach that this morning. We'll see if you really enjoy your salvation. Amen. I heard a story about a Hindu trader who once questioned a missionary in India. And he said to the missionary, he said this, he said, "Why does your face shine? And what do you put on your face to make it shine?" And the missionary looked at him, kind of puzzled, said, I don't put anything on my face. And then he was losing a little patience with the missionary, and he kind of emphatically said, "You've got to be putting something on your face, because we've seen you believers in Agra and Surat and Bombay, and you all shine." And by that time, the missionary caught it. And he said, "I'll tell you, it's not what we put on the outside." Somebody help me preach. But it's what I got on the inside. Amen. I want you to know my joy doesn't come on from exterior things, because this world's a mess. But I want you to know something. My joy, my passion, what God done for me comes from the inside out. Amen. So there's so many Christians, I don't know why they get this in their mind. They think, well, when we get saved, we got to put a frown on our face and look like the most sad people in the world. I want you to know I'm opposite of that. I'm happy this morning because I got a God that loves me and a God that cares for me and a God that has engaged in my life. Amen. I tell you what we do sometimes. Let me help you. Sometimes we let people steal our joy. Amen. We let life's troubles. We let people's insensitivity. You know, some people are very insensitive. But don't you let that stop your joy. And I want to say something to you preachers, okay? I want to say something to you preachers. You may not feel it now because, you know, people kind of give you a break because you're young. Because you, when you get older and you get children and you start getting blessed, I want you to know what you're going to be. You're under a microscope. And somebody wants to know your business all the time. But I want you to know, don't let people ruin your joy. Don't let misunderstandings ruin your joy. Hey, listen to me. We need to be happy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this passage, let me read it to you this morning. And when you hear it, it's an awesome passage of scripture. Let's look at it. "But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine." Woo! "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sebia for thee. And since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, woo, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give thee, and to the south, keep not back. Bring sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I made him." Amen. Now the primary, let me, when you're preaching the Bible, you've got to give a primary interpretation. The primary interpretation of this passage is that the children of Israel were going under captivity, and they are ultimately, God was going to sustain them during that captivity. He was going to deliver them from that captivity. And then in this passage of scripture, one day he was going to gather them and place them in his millennial kingdom. But even though the interpretation and primary interpretation was toward Israel and his goodness toward him, thank God it applies to us. And there's three things that I noticed this morning. People ask me, by the way, if you're a preacher, you're under the, hey, you got a target on your back. Right. If you're a Christian, you got a target on your back. Amen. They said, how can you have joy? How can we have joy, Brother Tim, in this kind of world? Well, there's three things I'll give you this morning. Number one, I got joy because of my past. Look what he says in verse 1 and verse 3 and verse 4. Now, most of us, look at me, most of us want to forget our past. We want to forget all the mistakes and everything that went bad in the past. But hold a minute. But when I look back to my past, Brother Mike McClanahan, and I see what kind of mess I used to be in, and now God has redeemed me, and God has placed me into his family, and God has saved me, and his banner over me is love this morning. It thrills my soul at what God does. Amen. Look what he's done for me in the past. Number one, the redemption. Look what the scripture says. In the last part of verse 1, for I have redeemed thee. Thank God. He redeemed them. They walked out of Egypt because of the blood on the lintels of the door. And Lois, because of the lamb you sang about this morning. But I want you to know something. I'm redeemed not by corruptible blood, but by incorruptible. And I'm thankful this morning for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that redeemed me from my past sins. Amen. And my present sins and my future sins. Woo! The Lord Jesus, it ought to bring some joy to you this morning, that the Lord Jesus would redeem your old wretched soul. Amen. Hey, ain't nobody in this room worth saving. Amen. Every one of us, and if you're here lost this morning, you're on your way to hell, you're bound by sin. Hey, you ain't worth saving, but God sent his son, the Redeemer, to redeem you from all sin. Not only do I see redemption in our past, boy, I'm about to get happy. I see renewal. Look at the back part of verse 1 again. He said, I have redeemed thee. Listen to this. This makes me want to shout. I've called thee by thy name. Woo! Hallelujah. I want you to know, somebody ought to get happy right now. Sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel like people don't care. But I want you to know what? There is one that knows your name. There is one that is acquainted to you. Hey, friends may turn their back on you. People may come after you. But I want to tell you, there is a God that I know that'll never leave you nor forsake you, but go all the way with you. And that ought to put some pep in your step this morning. Hallelujah. You sang about Abraham. Amen. Do you know what his name was before God changed him? It was Abram, which means high father. But when God saved him, he gave him a new name. And that is Abraham, father of the multitude. You knew what Jacob was before he got saved. He was called trickster or supplanter. That's why a bunch of us was. We're a bunch of we're a bunch of tricksters and supplanters, but aren't you glad that Jesus came to where we were? And when we were so much a mess, he changed our life, and he changed Jacob into Israel, the Prince of God. How about Saul of Tarsus? Amen. When he met Jesus on the road of Damascus, it changed his life forever. Somebody help me preach. How many of you in this room could testify when you met Jesus, when he came into your life, he became everything to you, and you're happy this morning, you're thankful for it this morning. What a God! Then he changed into Paul the Apostle. And then he, old Simon. How many remember old Simon? By the way, when he got connected with Jesus, his name was changed to Paul. I want you to know, there's just something about God. When we become his, he changes everything. Hey, I'm not what I want to be. I'll be honest with you. I'm not. I know me. I know I'm a mess. But I want you all to know this. I'm not what I used to be. And I'm not what I'm going to be. And one of these days, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to have the privilege of walking by his side. Somebody help me preach this word. Do you enjoy your salvation? That's what God done for you. I come ready to preach this morning, Chad. Amen. Then the reception. He said, boy, I like this. Thou art mine. Some of y'all didn't get it. I'm his. Woo! To think he possesses me. Hey, but listen, our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit possesses us this morning. We have God in us. I don't know how you can have a God dwelling in the midst of your life and not enjoy it. By the way, some of you need to quit enduring your salvation and start enjoying your salvation for what God's done for your life. Somebody help me preach this morning. I woke up with some joy this morning. Amen. Number two, I don't only enjoy because of my past, but also in verse number two, would y'all look at it? I enjoy the Lord. I enjoy my salvation because of his provision. Look at verse two. Somebody might want to shout here. He rehearses. What he's going to do now is going to rehearse what he had done for them. Look at verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. There's three things in their history that God wanted to remind to them what he has done for them. Here's number one. He said, when you pass through the waters, he was talking about them passing through the Red Sea. You said, well, that wasn't such a big deal. It wasn't. 3 to 5 million people did it in one night. The estimation is that the Red Sea had to be 6 miles wide. Somebody help me. I got a God to make a way when there ain't no way. I got a God to supply your need when it don't seem like there's no needs can be supplied. I got a God to provide for you when the river stands in front of, or the Red Sea stands in front of you, and the valleys here and the mountains here and Pharaoh coming on the backside of you. I'm glad God was pointing out to him that you pass through the Red Sea on dry ground. And then he also talks about them passing through the Jordan. By the way, you better read that again. In Deuteronomy 4, Daniel, this is awesome. Do you know when they passed through the Red or the River Jordan, it was Albert's Banks. Go read it. Go read it. How many's ever had your life totally consumed with something? And your life, it looked like the floodwaters was over the banks. And you know what God told him? Just come on through. Here's what it was. Somebody ought to get happy right here. Here's what happened. That thing, God did not raise that River Jordan and tell them to come through. You know what they had to do first? You know what they had to do first? They had to put their foot in it. Somebody, you'll get that in a minute. You know what? We're walking by faith this morning. You know what we need to do? You just take a step for God. You might seem like your life's overflowing this morning. You might think that all your enemies are after you this morning. You may think nobody cares for you this morning. But I want to tell you, when your life's overflowing, I can look back at my wife. Oh, yeah, y'all celebrated her this morning. You give her some accolades this morning. But y'all had no idea what that dear little girl has went through in the ministry. When you get saved, you come a part of the ministry. By the way, when she got saved, she didn't realize she got a part of the battle too. She hears the curse words toward her husband. She hears the people saying the bad things about him. She hears the gossip that goes on all the time. She hears people wanting to know everything about their life. But I want you to know, and your life's going to be under scrutiny, but I want you to know, I got a God, when it looks like the waters are overtaking you, all you got to do is take a step of faith. My preacher this morning. Woo! Not only that, look what he reminds them of. Look what he reminds them of. When you walk through the fire. Who was he talking about there, Chad? He's talking about three Hebrew boys. We know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'll tell you what those three boys did. When everybody was bowing down to the image, what they said, we ain't gonna bow. You know what some of us do? When this world comes to us, you know what we need to do? We need to teach our children, and we need to do it in our life. We need to tell the devil no. Amen. I'm not worshiping you. Right. And they said, my God is able. Amen. But not king. We're going to serve him anyhow. And he was cast. They are cast into that fire. And Nebuchadnezzar came and take a look over into that fiery furnace. Whoa! He said, I thought I just put three of y'all in there. I see four. And one of them is likened unto the Son of God. I want you to know something. There's not a storm. There's not a battle. There's not an issue in your life that God is not with you. And by the way, they didn't bow and they didn't bend. And by the way, they didn't burn. The only thing burned about them is the ropes fell off of them. Now, I don't want to upset y'all. Chad, I know some of you, I'm going to upset people right now. But good, I'm glad. You said, well, they wasn't rejoicing. Well, the Bible said they down there walking around in the fire. And I did a little study. That word walking there had the indication of just jumping around like dancing. You said to me, preacher, they were rejoicing in the fire. Oh, some of you this morning, let me ask you something. How many can remember a time in your life when it was so dark and everything was black and everything seemed like it wasn't going to work out and you were in the fire? Somebody help me preach. You were in the fire. But I want to tell you what happened. Somebody got down there in there with you Have you remembered times in your life, Brother Sean, when you and Miss Rain have been through the fire, overtaken by the floods, but there was a great God, a high God, a wonderful God that bore witness with you and took care of you and watched over you. Somebody in this room ought to rejoice this morning for a God that is able. And lastly, I'll just preach this down here. Let's go ahead to the end. This is good. Then the promise. The promise. You see why you rejoice? Why am I rejoicing, Denny? Because of the promise. Now, what was the promise to them? Now, let me give it to you. Promise to them was, I'm going to deliver you. But also, I'm going to gather you. Look at verse 6 and 7. I'm going to gather you. You know where he's going to gather them at? To the millennial kingdom. But I want you to know there's a promise for you. One of these days, Jesus is going to have a gathering. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which were alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So comfort one another with these words. One of these days, this old corruptible will meet incorruption. We're going to be gathered up to rapture, go through the tribulation in heaven. After that, we're going to come back with him on white horses. Somebody ought to shout right there, and we're going to be reigning with him in the millennial kingdom. And if you've been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over me. Oh my God, have mercy. I'm about to lose it this morning. He's been good to us.